yeah, there's the theme song right there. That's very nice. 720 WGN, he plays Herman on NBC Chicago Fire. You remember him as Steve in Sex and the City. It's our old friend Dave Eigenberg. It's great to see you. Thanks for getting up so early.
Hey, it's really nice to see you. I was up. I can't sleep anymore.
Well, let me tell Dave Bennett. I said, you know, we've been friends for a long time.
You ain't kidding, man. I don't know where the time went.
Right.
My kids are like, forget it. They're like getting into trouble and talking about drugs. And they came here. They were babies.
I texted you about a month ago and I said, hey, we haven't had you on in a while. I'm filling in for Cochran. Do you want to come in maybe in the 9 o'clock hour since we're on CLTV? And you said, no, what's the earliest I can come in? And I said, how about 6:35?
There you go. It's all about managing hate. If I leave at 9 o'clock and there's kids that need to be fed, my wife will hate me. So yes. If I could come in at 6, knock this out. Although I woke her up this morning. You woke your wife up.
I did. I set off the alarm. I walked out and all of a sudden the alarm goes off in the house. My wife was so upset.
Well, I thought you were sleeping in the car and you're like, your car alarm went off and she was like, God, turn the heat on.
It's the worst.
Oh. We don't have an alarm in my house.
And instead of walking downstairs or saying anything or just going back to sleep, because the house alarm was on for maybe 12 seconds.
Wow, you're fast.
She sends me a text message. The alarm, ! Please. Exclamation point. I mean, it happens.
There you go.
You're tired. You walk out of the house, you set the alarm.
Don't you panic when that happens? You go, what's the alarm number?
I've done it so many times, I don't.
Yeah, but did the police or fire department come?
They don't.
Oh, gosh. Are there in like 4 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
If you turn it off within 20 seconds.
No. We still have to call and jump through hoops. Oh, my gosh. But, hey, the Chicago Police Department and Fire Department are pretty amazing.
I'm sure they love doing that. Another house alarm.
Yeah. We had that in California, and it would go off on, but nobody came.
Nobody.
But it was like extra money to pay for that per month.
Yeah.
So I was like, no way. I'm not paying for that.
Why do you have a house alarm then?
Just because, you know, she don't know.
The alarm goes off and the robbers are going to suddenly just scatter when they hear it?
Listen, I mean, you know, the first responders are great in Chicago, but let's face it, once the alarm goes off, they're going to start moving. They're not going to be like, well, we got 4 minutes.
Yeah, you're probably
right. There's no joke in there. I thought there was a joke in there, but there wasn't a joke in there.
Speaking of first responders, you play a firefighter on Chicago Fire.
I'm a big phony.
What is it with women in firefighters?
It's the pants, man, and the red suspenders.
The red suspenders, isn't it?
Get it, man. Yeah, I mean, you can look almost, you take almost any person, any American, you put them in those pants, and all of a sudden, something's going on. Like, you're bigger than you thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Also,
I didn't mean it that way.
They can lift a human body. So if your man can lift you.
Yeah, you're right.
That's hot.
There you go. I pick up my wife, and she does not think that I'm hot.
Do you have to pick up people on the show?
I pick up people. I'm limited, and I can only go 120 pounds with a grown adult, or if it's a very large child.
So but 120 is your cutoff.
That's my cut. Well, yeah, because you got
that woman weighs 127. Sorry, I can't do it.
There you
bring
go.
In the stunt double.
Tip the scale. Well, no, you got to do the math because first I'm a 140. Right, I'm a little guy.
Wait a second, you're 140
Look
pounds.
Look at me, I have no behind.
How
can
tall
I say?
Are you?
Can I say things like A S?
Well, just no. Say no behind.
Why I don't have a behind. Well, I just say A S.
How tall are you? 5'7"?
5'6". But so I'm a 140. I used to be 5'8".
Yeah.
But yeah, but I hauled plywood for too long in my life. But 140, you got 70 pounds. They say 70.
Are we doing math here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30. Uh-huh. You got 70 pounds of gear, and then you pick up somebody. What are you going to max
Wait
out
Wait a second. Your firefighter gear weighs 70 pounds.
Yeah, you got
Even
a tank.
Even on the show? You're not wearing a fake tank?
No. The helmet is like 10 pounds.
I've worn the helmet.
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Sorry
all
about
right.
that.
Alarms just went off all over the place.
Your wife woke up. Turn him off.
What's going on? I am setting off alarms this morning.
That was my first time on live radio. There's a rush with that.
Wow.
Did you get excited?
The hat is 10 pounds, but this is television. They can make fake tanks.
No, because you got to breathe off of them, man. If you don't have something on your face and you're
okay,
and
let me explain something to you.
This they have is what they call believe. Pucker factor. If you
okay, now be careful again with that.
No, your face puckers.
Okay,
so yeah. you got that when your mask goes off and you're not getting air,
uh-huh.
and it sucks onto your face and goes, you get scared.
So everything
I got
no air. Everything you're wearing is real.
Everything, and the people are real, but they're not really burnt. They do have makeup on, and they're fake coughing.
I just don't understand why you can't fake a tank and fake the sucking process when you're sucking in.
Okay, well, first of all, the tank is mostly metal because the harness is just a metal thing, and then the tank itself is just a piece of heavy-duty fiberglass or carbon fiber material. Blast-resistant carbon fiber material.
This is ridiculous.
Dave, we're killing it today, aren't we?
We are.
This is television. Everything's make-believe.
No,
do I need to talk to Dick Wolf about this?
Yeah, talk to him.
Dick, you can save some money.
No, you got it. If you look at the picture, there's really... We have people, you get hurt, and you go like, I can't wear this thing today. But you can only take a couple of pounds off of it. You can't whittle it down.
So you have 70
there's
pounds.
There's only so much wood you can take off.
The first time I met Dave was at the stair climb.
That's right.
Towers
there you go. That was a while ago. Yes, I do remember that.
Right? So we do that every year. But there are Chicago firefighters who do
wear
the stair climb with their full gear.
With the tank on,
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, they have one in Seattle. There's a guy, Dave, I forgot his name. I've done it. I just did it. I did it in gear here at the old, what is it? It was Sears Willis. Now what it is?
It's Willis.
Who
Willis
will buy it? Okay. Who is Willis?
It's Willis Insurance, right? It was named after an insurance company.
Okay. But anyway, so we did that, and I did that in gear, and I took one of the girls from the show.
Okay, and carried her on your back, but she was 119 pounds, so you could do it.
She'd probably be mad at me if I said that. She's 104.
104.
Yeah, don't give a woman an extra couple of pounds
because
they do not like it. I could put a couple on my wife, though.
104 pounds. That's like a fifth grader. Wow. You people in Hollywood are too skinny. Dave Bennett, I asked him, you and I have to work out to stay skinny. I asked Dave Eigenberg, so how do you maintain, because you have to look skinny because the camera puts on 10 pounds.
I go, how
do you do it? He's like, I starve myself and smoke.
There you go. Okay. I had to quit.
Well, that
I had
works.
To quit. My son busted me. He totally, but we got a rule, like you can't lie to the kids, and so I came in one day.
Whoa.
I used to have a couple.
You can't lie to the kids. That's a great thing about being a parent. You lie to your kids.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I lied about, he won't be listening, but I lied. I do lie about Santa Claus. I don't want him to know that.
Okay.
That guy really ain't.
You keep going down different roads.
Let's
just stay on track.
There you go. No, but I took my daughter to the Lincoln Park, and there was Santa Claus in there. It was a good Santa Claus with a real beard, and I almost like said something I wasn't supposed to say.
Uh-huh.
I want you to know I'm monitoring myself now. Right. And there, so I take her in line. She goes. She talks to the guy. I see her gesticulating with her hands, going like, "What size?" I think it was the doll,
okay,
or the stack of dollar bills. I don't know what it was, but she was saying what she wanted to the guy. She gets done. She takes the picture on the lap, and she comes back over me, and she's four. I go, how was it? She goes, that's not Santa Claus. I said, what do you mean? She goes, it doesn't sound like him.
Oh, boy.
So she was, like, tipping off on the guy, and I said, what was he supposed to sound like? She's supposed to be like, ho, ho, ho.
Well, why didn't you just say that's one of Santa's helpers?
Well, I kind of tried to get it on, her. Like, it was a possibility that was too many kids to see. She kind of wasn't buying it. She was just like, there was a lot of head scratching going on.
But back to the original story, your son.
Oh, what did I say?
Louis found out that you were smoking?
Oh, yeah. Well, I came back in the house, and he was like, why do you smell like cigarettes? And like, what are you going to do with that? So, but I used to be like a two cigarette a day guy. One after lunch and one after dinner. But so he busted me, and I felt really bad, and I kind of like hedged it.
Are you sure it was only two? Because when we were on Michigan Avenue, I remember you smoking in front of
you. You make me nervous. Anybody that makes me nervous.
Yeah, that affected a lot of people, Dave.
Yeah. We're on the fishbowl on Michigan Avenue. You used to smoke right there before you'd come in.
Oh, no, yeah, that was because it looked cool.
I feel like you're lying
to me
right now.
I was outside the window at the fishbowl. What else are you going to do on Michigan Avenue?
Just smoke. All right, hold that thought. We're going to check, find out what's coming up. coming up at 7 o'clock in traffic in just a second. Dave Eigenberg from Chicago Fire on NBC is in studio with us.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in studio with us. He plays Herman on NBC's Chicago Fire. It's our old friend Dave Eigenberg, who hasn't been in the studio in probably a year, threw down the F-bomb.
Oh, there you go. Ba-boom. No, I was here on Friday night with Christian Stolte about a month and a half ago. We did like midnight.
You cheated on me?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Listen, you got, if you want me to stick around, you got to. See, I don't know what I can say anymore.
You did the night side show, right?
I did. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun. We went off. I mean, Christian Stolte plays Mouch, or people who go, you're my favorite. They go, your name, Mooch. And it's like.
Right.
They don't know his name, but they're his favorite character.
What do you get more around Chicago? Do you get Herman?
I get a 50-50.
Or do you get
Steve
from Sex and the City?
Yeah, it depends, but yeah. Or I get both sometimes. I get it twice. I get it both ways. I get it coming in and going out.
Now, you started acting when you were 20, right?
I started 20 here, a couple blocks north of here. I was going to Washburn Trade School on the south side. I was going to be a carpenter. Except the union, it was a union school, and they fed into the iron workers union as a carpenter. You had to climb up on the high rises with the iron workers and put up 2x4s.
Oh, sure.
To keep people from falling off. And I'm good up to about 40 feet. So I literally was terrified. I was like, I'm not going to make it. And it was part of CPS. I grew up out in the burbs, but, they went on strike. I had nothing to do. And, in the old, the paper here, the Tribune, they had an ink column. It said, looking for a replacement cast for this musical about John F. Kennedy. And I went in. I couldn't really sing, dance, or act.
Wait, you saw it in the Tribune, and you went and tried out? You've never acted before?
I did when I was a kid.
Okay.
I did when I was young, 12. But then I got to high school. It wasn't cool. You know, you didn't want to be like, because you were like, remember like in high school, there were those kids, I mean, God bless them, it was great, but they put the powder in their hair and they play old people and then they walk around and they go like, well, John, and they're like 14.
But when you grow up, you look back and say, why didn't I do that? Yes.
So, yeah, so I got in the show. This director literally was, I gotten out of boot camp for the Marine Corps.
Yeah,
I was
in the
reserves up here in Glenview. So I was like, I was a buck 65 back then. I'm shrinking.
It's happens when you get older. Everything shrinks. Well,
yeah,
be careful.
I'm half Jewish, so, you know, we just shrink. Like, my father was like 4'3" by the time he passed. God bless him. God bless him.
But you started when you were 20. When Sex and the City hit, you were 35, right?
Oh, early 30s. Yeah, it was rough.
So were you going to quit?
I quit a bunch of times, but they kept bringing me back.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
For
some
job
for a nickel, I'd come back to the business. I'd be like, okay.
It's just like radio.
Yeah.
It's like you're almost dead and somebody says, hey, you want to go on the air on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And you go. A guy, you know, funny, I hit 30 and a guy said to me, he actually is the showrunner now for, what's that show that creepy Kevin Spacey got fired off of?
House of Cards.
He's the showrunner for that show now, and we all came up pretty hard.
What does that mean, showrunner? Because an ordinary person in my head, this guy's going to get somebody coffee. What's a showrunner?
No,
mean?
He's the guy. He's the head writer. So there'll be a band of anywhere from 6 to 11 writers usually on a TV show.
Oh, so he does the run of show.
Yes.
The showrunner.
There you go. I couldn't even figure that out.
I never knew
that. He's the guy. He says, this is the arc of the season. And he goes, yes, no. But then the network's on top of him. Someone's always got a boss. That, you know, until you get to the top office and nobody knows what that guy looks like, because I don't even know, like, the guy of, I work for Comcast, ultimately. I don't know what that guy looks like.
But it's Dick Wolf Productions. What is it with
But
Dick,
he's got a boss.
What is it with Dick Wolf? He loves Chicago. Chicago Fire, PD, Chicago Med, Chicago Justice. Why Chicago?
Because I think he's got a finger pulse on what makes America run, and this is a working town. This is a town where people, it's got some grit. And
but those shows have been successful on NBC.
Yeah. Because they got guys like me. They got girls like the girls.
Well, I mean, about Taylor Kenny?
Forget it.
Right.
Man, if I could be good looking, I would be his kind of good looking. Let me tell you.
The last time I saw
if I
him,
got, if I got to be stuck on an island, and it's only a guy,
yes,
he's my guy.
I've done a few charity fundraisers. By the way,
him?
Taylor Kinney couldn't be a nicer guy.
He is.
He is salt of the earth.
Yeah,
super nice.
Yeah.
Takes pictures with everybody because everybody wants a picture with him.
I did a job with him about a year before. This thing called it was about women's issues or something, and we did a short film about breast cancer, and I played a guy, and he beat me up, and the first I saw him from like 50 feet away from me, and I saw him and I went, this guy is going to be a miserable, nasty, arrogant person. I'm censoring myself.
Okay.
And I'm not going to like him, I think he walked over and said hi, and I was like, he's good looking, he's funny, and he's a nice guy.
That's
a rare commodity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a attractive woman that's funny. There's not too many of them.
Well, I've seen the cast together, a bunch of you guys together. I mean, everybody gets along. That's part of it, too.
Yeah.
You got to have good chemistry.
Well, you don't have to have good chemistry. I've been on some shows where people are nothing but miserable.
Did you hate Cynthia Nixon on Sex and the City? You can say it out loud. Go ahead and admit it.
No, she's cute.
She's running for mayor.
She was running for governor.
Whatever.
She went up against a guy who had a 73% approval rating.
Okay.
Dunk, dunk, dunk.
Did you send her a text and say, hey, good luck?
I didn't need to.
Okay.
We're going to do no
Enough
good.
Said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nah, she's a good lady, though. They're all good ladies. Kim Cattrall is one of my favorites, so I really like her. She's an interesting lady. She's not a tramp in real life. She's a very devoted...
Of course, it's called acting.
Huh?
Right, it's
acting. Well, people think you're like your character, I mean...
There's always talk about Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker fighting, and they wanted to do another movie. Because everything comes back around. If they wanted to do a Sex and the City 3 movie, would you do it?
Yeah.
Of course you would.
Because I'm a tramp.
Right. You'll do anything for money.
You throw me a paycheck,
you're just like
I
me.
Go.
You're a whore.
No, I go. You
right.
can't say that.
Yes,
beep that.
You can say that.
You can say that, but I can't say. I asked you if
well,
I could
there's
say.
There's a big difference.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is there?
We'll do anything for
We're
money.
Talking about.
Did you hear that beep? We're out of time.
Oh, my. Come on. They beat me already? I got till 7:30.
No, it's over.
UMA, we're over.
When do you guys pick up again?
We're back on the 4th. I mean, we start shooting again. Oh, on air on the Wednesday the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday the 9th.
Okay.
We're on it.
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday night.
On
what time
NBC?
Is prime time starts in Chicago? At 7?
7 o'clock.
Yeah, we're at 8.
You live here. You should know that.
I get confused. I didn't have a TV for 20 years in New York City, so I knew that they start later.
I know the apartments are small in New York, but you can afford a small TV.
They have
TV.
Less oxygen, too.
Okay.
That's what it got to me.
David Eigenberg, Herman on NBC Chicago Fire. It's great to see you, man.
God bless you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful New Year. I will miss you. You better text me. Stay out of trouble. That's all I can say. Don't drive.
Happy New Year.
And if you do, don't drink. Gosh darn it,
okay.
America.
Are you saying don't drive regardless of whether you
drive? I won't be driving.
I am now cutting you off. You are done. Dave Eigenberg at 720 WGN.